Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Though it may be wet in some portions of the country because of some local regional rain, that doesn't mean the drought has dissipated, especially in Utah. 91% of the state is under a drought or severe drought. And Tree Diaper has a device in which can help the plants that you're growing stay hydrated.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain. When you water and slowly release water over 3 weeks, every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. You water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. It also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. It's made in the USA. You can find all the sizes that they have available at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
So seed saving, you may think, is a fall activity or late summer activity, but you can save seeds on some plants that you planted this year in the garden, and if you have some plants that came back from last year, you can certainly save the seeds on those, and we'll go over what all that means here. So the ones that you planted this year that may be going to seed now because the days are longer, the heat is on, is leaf lettuce and romaine lettuce.
Right. So the reason why these plants go to seed is because of the longer daylight temperatures. And so the plants kind of get that, it's going to get too hot for me. I'm going to bolt, which is when they put out the seed pods so that I can survive, essentially. So lettuce and radishes are two, or lettuce for sure is two of those, and even radishes as well. So you'll know when you have your lettuce bolt because it gets like this, I don't know.
Goes vertical about 3-4 feet in the air.
And it looks like little, I don't know, shoots coming out of it, essentially. And then you get the lettuce seeds.
Now, there's green romaine lettuce, and there is red romaine or burgundy romaine. We'll talk about romaine here, and then we'll talk about leaf lettuce. We have found that if you're able to grow, and both of these can be planted later in the fall, too, from seed, or if you're in some portions of the country that plant starts are available in the fall. We find that the red romaine, burgundy romaine, actually doesn't go to bolt as quickly as the green romaine. And when it does go to bolt, you try to eat it, it becomes extremely bitter and it's almost you can't palate it. It's horrible.
Right.
So what you can do is if you harvest the leaves, this takes a little extra work, but you can still have a salad. You harvest the leaves and you flip it upside down, each leaf, and you see that central vein. Simply cut that vein out and leave the leaf portion alone. You're going to have two leaves now instead of one because you've cut it in half. Get rid of that central vein. That's where the bitterness is housed at. And you can eat the leaf, and there's no bitterness in the green leaf. That's in the stem or in that vein there. Also, now leaf lettuce will go to seed as well, and you can save the seeds on that. Radishes going to seed, if you still have some in the ground going to bolt, leave them be. You can save the seeds on them. They'll get little green pods on them that looks like tiny pea pods. In the green state, those are edible. They still contain a little bit of heat, but it's just as if you were eating the bulb. Our nephew and our niece enjoy eating those radish pods. And if left alone another month or so, they will turn brown and get very dry. And they'll contain about 5 to 7 seeds per pod. In some gardens that we have, we've let them go. They fall on the ground. And in the front yard garden at the house, they reseed every year. So we have about 30 or 40 radishes that come up every year that we do nothing to do. And we do nothing. And they come up and we get to harvest them for volunteers.
Right. And, yeah, that's something that the kids definitely enjoy.
And you can pickle the pods, but not like traditional pickling. You can do a refrigerator pickle. That's
right.
The safe way.
Or you could just put them in like stir fry or something. There's a lot of delicious things you can do with them. So that is a radish. Now the leeks and onions that were left from last year. So onions and leeks are biennials, which means that the first year they grow their vegetable or the root, whatever. And then the next year they want to put their seed on.
If you leave it alone and don't touch it.
Yeah. Right. If you leave it alone, don't touch it. So then you get these, you get this nice, cool looking, fluffy, spherical flower. And then it almost looks like a dandelion puffy head thing, but like not as puffy.
Bees then, love them.
Yeah, bees do love them, and they're pretty. And then that's where you get those seeds.
I don't know. I've never counted, but several hundred, if not thousand, seeds in this. About the size of a baseball flowered on top of these stalks of leeks and onions. And when you save them, identify them. You want to let them dry them on the vine or on the plant as long as possible outside. You can squeeze the flower, and if the black seeds come out, that's a pretty good indication that you're ready to go. Then you can put it in a paper sack and then let them dry further indoors. Label them. Do not put them in a paper or a plastic sack, because a plastic sack will turn them to ook and slime, and you got no seeds. But label, because they both come from the same family and they both look identical until they're grown and almost mature. Leeks or kale is another biennial, similar to the leeks and onions. It'll come back the second year if untouched, and it will produce seeds as well.
Right. So you can, the kale does bolt as well. It gets these shoots that come out of it, kind of like the lettuce.
And if you do that with the kale, and you catch it right before it actually goes to seed, you get the flower portion of it. It's not bad tasting. You can eat the flowers of the kale before it goes to seed. Now you don't get
you
the seeds.
You think everything is not bad tasting.
Okay.
So
You like baby beet greens. You didn't think you'd like those.
Yeah, that's true. I did like those. Okay, good point. So no, but the kale does put the shoots out, and it's kind of similar to lettuce.
And these are a great way to you can go to the garden center, you can go to Seed Savers, you can go wherever and buy $2, $3, get a pack of seeds. But if you can physically just walk out to the backyard, put it in a paper sack, let them dry, and then you have 500, 600, 800 seeds, you don't have to buy any seeds. And studies have shown that the climatization of those seeds are more adapted to the area in which they're growing.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the benefit of saving seeds is that they become adapted to your local ecosystem year after year. So if you keep planting those seeds, saving them, replanting them, and obviously something like the kale the lettuce or onions and leeks, you have to wait every other year. But
and you don't have to let a whole patch go. You can simply leave one onion or one leek in the ground. That's going to give you more than enough seeds for the coming year.
But as you do that, any seeds you save from your own garden and keep replanting them, they become more acclimated to your ecosystem, and then you have like this very specific seed, and we could even maybe call it like the Baird something, whatever tomato, right?
Right.
Like, this is
our
tomato.
They get adapted and they get their own kind of characteristics for the plant. Another one is carrots and parsnips. Again, if these were left in the ground last year, they will put a flower on. The parsnips will get 3 or 4 foot tall, and it will look like a pine tree, a pineapple tree, and it will, you got to be careful and catch the seeds, otherwise you're going to have parsnips coming up all over the place, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. I guess. I'm not a big fan of parsnips, but yeah, you want to be aware of this, that once these seeds do start to, or the plants start to bolt and produce the stalks to become the seeds, then once at a certain point they can fall off the plant.
Yes.
And then you're going to have even more. So you want to be aware. So if your goal is to save seeds, you want to make sure you are watching the process.
Carrot seeds, they will produce a flower. Now, typically, and I want to get back to the onions, why they flower in the first year. Carrots will flower in the first year if they are extremely stressed, which doesn't necessarily mean those are the best seeds, because the plant is stressed. It's just trying to get the genetics out in the seed, so when that parent plant dies, the seeds can reproduce and do its own thing. So that is what happens with carrots. If you see them flowering the first year, they've been extremely stressed, potentially extremely dry, and they think they're going to die, so they'll reproduce, put a flower on. Onions will produce the first year the flower 98.7% of the time if they are grown from onion bulblets or the what do we call it? Not the the onion starts.
Right, the sets.
The sets, not the onion starts, are the big bundle of pencils. The onion sets are the little onions that you get in the netting at your garden center early in the year. The process that those onions have gone through is they were grown in the fall, harvested late fall, early winter, put in that bag, put it chilled in a refrigerator, basically, then brought to your garden center in the spring. You pick them up, you plant them, and that onion's going, I'm in its second year. I'm 2 years old. It's time for me to make seeds, even though it is realistically time frame, it's first year. But because of that cold cycle being removed from the ground, chilled, put back in the ground, that's why those flowers occur on those onions. Doesn't mean the onion is not edible. What it means is the onion will not store very good because that stalk is going all the way through the bulb.
Right. And that is the process that the onions go through. And that is something to keep in mind that when, you know, note for next year, if you are going to buy something from the garden center, you want to buy the sets, or not the sets, the starts.
We'll get it right. Sets.
It's a little confusing because, you know, they will sound like
starts and sets and everything.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But you want to get the ones that look like a pencil bundle.
That's what you want to start with. You want to get the starts, not the sets. Well, Holly, summer is in full swing now, and I don't think we're going to turn back. And those nasty Japanese beetles are already wreaking havoc, not only on our garden, but many gardens across the country.
Yeah, if you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. It's derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria. Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. You just mix the powder with water and spray it on your plants. Once ingested, they target the pests, will stop feeding, and die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know it's a great choice to use on your fruits and veggies in addition to your ornamental flowers and trees.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but what I like most about it is that it is safe to use around beneficial insects and butterflies and bees and ladybugs, and it has zero water toxicity. Beetle Gone from PhylumBioproducts.com. That's PhylumBioproducts.com. Bioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.